And it's interesting. In biblical times, the huge seaport was in Jaffa, south of Tel Aviv. You know, from the time of the prophet of Jonah. He didn't go to Haifa. You don't find Haifa in the Bible. He went to Jaffa, south of today's Tel Aviv. But John, in the book of Revelation, writes, they will gather together in Harmagedon. Now we understand, of course. Because there is the military seaport of Israel today. And now, another look into this vast plain of Armageddon that you cannot take in just in one photo, impossible. But here I'm looking down from Mount Carmel into the plain, and you see here one of the largest military airport of Israel, just inside the plain of Armageddon. Is that not amazing? So the air forces of the Western world, they can just come to Armageddon. Everything is prepared. And of course, the intervention of the East. Revelation 16:12, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of kings of the East might be prepared. They come as ground forces, you see. And Euphrates was in the past always something like a closed door for the Far East. How to cross Euphrates River? But you see, it will be possible. So again, Daniel 11:44, but tidings out of the East and out of the North shall trouble him, the king of the North. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. He comes back into the land of Israel, and verse 45 continues, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace. This king will plant his tabernacle of his palace between the sea and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. So the sea is here the Mediterranean Sea. And the glorious holy mountain is the Temple Mount. He will put his armies here. So, you see, when you bring a group to Israel, a tour leader, you go with them up in the bus from the airport Ben-Gurion in Tel Aviv, up the street to Jerusalem. Explain people at this very first day of their arrival. You see now this region. This is the region where the king of the north will take a stand with his army between the Mediterranean and the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. So, and now, what about Armageddon? You see, this is in the north. And the Western world will take a stand there. And there is territory in between. They are just prepared for the last clash. And, of course, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24:22, and unless those days were shortened to exactly 3.5 years, exactly 1,260 days, no flesh would be saved. Humanity would blow up by themselves. And Jerusalem will be in the center of all. Again, Zechariah 12:2. Behold, says God, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples. They can only think the Temple Mount is an Islamic shrine, and the Jews have nothing to share there. So Jerusalem will be in the center. And by this war for Jerusalem, Zechariah 13 verse 8 will become a reality. And it shall come to pass that in all the land that the Lord two part therein shall be cut off and die, but the dirt shall be left therein. And I will bring the dirt part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined. and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. God will recognize this remnant as his people. My people. And you see, when the king of the north, with all his allied armies, will again take a full stand around Jerusalem, then the Lord Jesus will come. Zechariah 14, verse 3. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Lord will set free Israel in the greatest disaster of the great tribulation. And what is so precious in this text is the fact the prophet says, the Lord shall go forth and fight. And in Hebrew, Lord is Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. In Israel, people are not used to pronounce this holy name, which means the Eternal One, which is the proper name of God. We know that the correct pronunciation in the past was Yahweh. We know that by transcriptions with Greek letters from antiquity, and therefore we can reconstruct the original pronunciation. So the Eternal One will come, but the text says, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. Does the Eternal God have possessed feet? Yes. Because he became a real man, born in Bethlehem. And he will come again. And when he will come, they will look upon him whom they have pierced, and will mourn over him, praying, as I explained this morning, Isaiah 53. They realize at that moment that the Lord Jesus is the Messiah who will set free Israel out of the great tribulation and out of this catastrophe of the king of the north, of the Islamic State.